Iran says the upcoming talks with the P5+1 group of countries in Baghdad must be based on, quote, inalienable rights of the Iranian nation. The secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says Iran is ready for talks over cooperation, but will not give in to any pressure. Dr. Saeed Jalili also dismissed recent statements by some Western states that time is running out for talks. He said time is actually running out for pressure. Dr. Jalili said no one can stop Iran's scientific and economic progress, which has reached the point of no return. He said U.S.-led sanctions have failed to prevent Iran's progress over the past three decades. Iran and the P5+1 will hold talks on Tehran's nuclear program, as well as regional issues in Baghdad on May the 23rd. Meanwhile, more U.S. and Israeli provocations against Iran. The American ambassador to Tel Aviv says Washington has already drawn up the blueprints for an attack on Iran. Dan Shapiro says the necessary steps have been taken to ensure that plans for a strike on Iran are available. The U.S. and Israel accuse Iran of seeking a nuclear weapons program. Tehran has repeatedly denied this and insists on the peaceful nature of its nuclear energy program. The ambassador's comments come just days before Iran and the P5+1 group hold talks. Well, let's get the thoughts of Professor Mohammad Amarandi on this issue. He's a professor at the University of Tehran, and he joins us from Beirut. Professor Amarandi, we're looking again at another piece of news here, which seems to be this carrot-and-stick approach, this being about these U.S. and Israeli provocations, the American ambassador to Tel Aviv saying that Washington has already drawn up blueprints for an attack on Iran. It doesn't seem like this type of rhetoric is going to be constructive, to say the least.
Obviously, the intention is not to be constructive. It's to apply pressure on Iran. And I think this, alongside with other statements made, as well as propaganda pieces produced by Western news agencies, such as one recently produced by the Associated Press, are all intended to put pressure on the Islamic Republic. I think the major problem, though, is that Western countries, they produce this narrative and propaganda to put pressure on Iran, and at the same time, after a while, they begin their own propaganda, and they believe that that somehow the will of the Iranian government and the state and the people of Iran has been weakened as a result of psychological warfare. So I think that Mr. Jalili basically came out just to sort of wake up, give a wake-up call and tell Western powers that nothing has changed. The Islamic Republic of Iran, based upon the agreement in Turkey between Iran and the 5+1, is not going to relinquish its rights within the framework of the NPT. Any agreement must be within the framework of the NPT. Iran will accept nothing less, and Iran has never wanted anything more.
Well, when you mentioned that it's got to be within the framework of the NPT, are we correct to assume that going into the talks in Baghdad, that has been accepted by the P5+1 group, or is it something that still is going to be on the negotiating table, so to speak?
No, this is something that Mrs. Ashton stated explicitly at the end of the talks between the 5+1 and Iran in Istanbul. So if they go back on that, then they have no credibility whatsoever. And of course, here I'm speaking about Western powers because, as everyone knows, the 5+1 is very divided. The Russians and the Chinese no longer have any trust in the Western powers, and not only because Western intelligence organizations have been very dishonest about the Iranian nuclear program, but also the way in which Western powers have cheated Russia and China in Libya and their attempt to do so in Syria. So I think the most important element that Mr. Jalili is trying to put forward is that the Iranians are not going to budge with regards to their rights. They'll continue to enrich uranium. Fordo will remain an integral part of Iran's nuclear program. The only way forward really is for Western countries to make a significant move forward. Iran has done enough over the past few years. They halted enrichment for 2 years. They applied the additional protocol. They've cooperated with the IAEA for years, and they've gone through a lot of pressure and sanctions. Now, if the West wants this to be resolved, they're the ones who have to make the first move. They've already done all that they could to hurt Iran, and now, in order to bring about a more favorable atmosphere and to create trust among Iranians, the Iranians are expecting them to make a significant move forward.
And Professor, I know this may be speculation on your part by me asking this, but are we looking to see that, is there for there to be a breakthrough on these talks? Or are we looking perhaps for these talks, if there is a positive outcome, to continue with more talks? In other words, a breakthrough coming out of this, or not really, but further talks to continue down the line?
Well, I think a breakdown in the talks would be very hurtful for the West, because they really can't do much more against Iran. They've already applied the most extraordinary sanctions against the Iranian people. And I say the Iranian people because the sanctions against the central bank and the embargo on Iranian oil are basically there to hurt ordinary Iranians. There's no doubt about that. They want ordinary Iranians to suffer, which is pretty barbaric in the eyes of Iranians. But they can't really go much further. They're the ones who are facing economic crisis. They are facing a crisis in the Middle East. They need Iran more than Iran needs them, because Iran has moved on to new partners such as the BRICS and other countries. Their reliance on the West is decreasing. The Iranians know this, and the West knows that. So the only way forward is for Western powers to put aside their so-called Iran experts, who every now and then tell them that there is a battle going on between rival factions and the Iranian political order, or the sanctions are beginning to bite. They've been saying this for years, and nothing has happened, and nothing will happen. If they become realistic and they wake up to reality, then the issue can be resolved. But as long as Western powers want to remain in this dream world of theirs, then I think they're going to have a tough time ahead of them.
Professor Marandi, a pleasure talking to you. Professor of the University of Tehran there. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.